Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
So it is a celebratory Monday. I know not everybody wants to say that because, oh, it's their 2-6 and we're still, now we lost seeding in the draft, whatever. You're not going to get that on this show. You had to feel good for Tua? No? Is anybody going to put our video back up? I'm waiting for either of you guys to do that. Not that it's that important, but is everyone feeling good for Tua? Because I like Tua. I know a lot of people want to take issue. Crowder knows how to play with the video stream, and he puts up this ridiculous picture of Solana. And Solana fights back with a ridiculous picture of Crowder. Does everyone feel good for Tua? Because I like him, and I root for him. And I know there's Dolphins fans who go, oh, no, you don't want to do this. You don't want him to put up good games because then they're going to get fooled again. First of all, he's probably going to be your quarterback next season regardless. But does everyone feel good for Tua after yesterday?
No, because he had a bunch of terrible performances. And, you know, it's funny, Solano was calling me heartless earlier. I don't know what we were talking about. But, like, yeah, it's your job to be a good quarterback, and you haven't played good. So you play good. Okay, now you're getting better. But that doesn't offset what he's done the last.
No, I'm not saying it does, but just to feel good for him an afternoon. Like, you're right. He's paid to play that and better, to be quite honest.
Yes.
And that's a different argument. I'm just saying I felt like he went through a lot of stuff for a couple of weeks, the entire season, but a couple of weeks especially.
He brought it on himself.
I'm not saying he didn't. You could still feel good for him, though, that he went out there. I mean, he had to be mortified when he woke up with that swollen eye. He had to be mortified. Like, what else could possibly go wrong? I have pink eye on game day. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you wake up that way on a Wednesday just for work, and you're like, oh, this is so embarrassing. I've got to go into work. Everyone's going to know my towels are dirty. I don't know. I felt good for him yesterday.
I felt awesome. First drive. He gets sacked. Dolphins punt the ball. I'm like, oh, here we go, man. Like, I knew how this game was going to end. And then they get the ball back, and he goes down the field. They score the touchdown. And then when he threw that pass to Malik Washington for the touchdown, that's the best pass Tua's thrown since 2023, by the way. Yeah. Like, that was the best pass he's thrown. Just gets out of the pocket, on the run, to his left, throws a dart for a touchdown. I was like, man, that was awesome. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I had fun watching the game. Like, how many times can you say that this year? Really none. Maybe that Buffalo game you had fun because it was prime time. They were still in it by the end. I'm saying, like, not the outcome, but just watching the game itself.
It wasn't fun. It was more like nerve-wracking and shocking.
I can't believe they're hanging out.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it was fun yesterday. Like, watching that they seemingly were able to do whatever they wanted. Bijan Robinson couldn't do anything, which is what you were scared of. Like, yeah, it was fun.
I was still nervous at halftime. Because I've seen them be up by 17 this year.
Right.
And let the other team storm back. So I was like, oh, they're going to go make some adjustments.
I did think about live betting Atlanta. I really did. But Kirk Cousins looked so bad that I was like, and he's not going to beat them with his legs. So it was like, yeah, what has he got? If Bijan Robinson can't do what he wants, yeah, then what are they going to do?
Actually, you say feel good for somebody. I feel good for Devon. Now that you asked that question. He tried so damn hard. He was the first two touchdowns of the season, he willed them himself to go. Like, he is trying so hard. He's on a Pro Bowl trajectory on a terrible team. We finally got a win. We finally look like I am the main piece of a good offense scoring 30-something
points. One-man wrecking crew this season, and so, he got to enjoy it from, whistle to whistle.
The O-line getting a run game going for 140.
Yes.
Yeah, Tua's kind of, like, I guess I don't know if it's the money thing, tell me. But
no, I see it.
Yeah, you know, and you're snitching on people. Just say, go throw
but
a couple
But he's not
more
a bad
touchdowns.
Dude. Like,
but I got to separate human from – it's like Billy Napier. I'm separating human from job.
I get it, but on the field, I've never – I'm the Tua hater on the show.
Sure.
But I genuinely think he's a good guy.
He is.
So I know I know what you're saying. Like, hey, this is sports, man. Produce or you're going to get crushed. He deserves to get crushed for everything that's gone wrong for the past 3 weeks. But there's still part of me knowing that a human being for 3 weeks, his livelihood, he's put this into – he's literally willed this in his life for his entire life to get to this moment, and he's failing. And to watch somebody overcome that at least for 1 week, it's fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.